Good afternoon, it's Phil from socialhikingshareyouradventure.com, and this is an audio version of the blog post I've just published on the case of the reappearing location data, or delete versus suppress. On social hiking, you've got the ability to delete locations on your map. You can either do it individually using the ID numbers that appear on the info window for that particular location on your maps. A bit clunky, I know, and that's being improved in the big update that I'm working on. Or you can do it by date range, so you can say, you know, delete beacons, delete locations between this time and this time. Now, there are two types of delete, confusingly. There is delete and there is suppress. Now, delete is where the location is deleted from the database and any maps that use that location are updated. Suppress is where the location is kept in the database but is hidden from any of your maps that use that location. Now, that might seem quite similar, but the difference is important because it relates to how social hiking handles new locations. Each new location that you share via any of your location sources, whether or not it's Spot, via media, a GPX file, or from ViewRanger, is checked to see if it's a duplicate of any existing locations in the database. And the check is fairly complicated. It uses your tolerance setting, which I won't go into more detail on this boo, but it might be the topic of another post. But the check is something along the lines of, do I already know that this user was at this location without moving away and coming back in the last hour? What this means is that as a suppressed location is still in the database, it stops any duplicate locations, any locations that are similar, from being added to your map. So even though they're not appearing on your map, they stop other locations that are similar from appearing on your map. A deleted location, on the other hand, because it's removed from the database, has no effect on any new data that's received. Now, that difference is really important when you take into account how social hiking has to check for new data. For Spot and Yellowbrick, locations come in as a feed of a certain number of your last positions. I think it's 20, so it's your 20 last positions. So all those positions have to get checked and processed as new location data. For ViewRanger, social hiking can request all new location data since the last position was received. Now, that would be brilliant, but it's made more complicated because of how ViewRanger uploads data. When you're using ViewRanger with Buddy Beacon and you're pinging your location, if your signal goes, you can set ViewRanger to cache and store those locations until signal comes back. But what ViewRanger does is when signal comes back, it starts uploading that data with the latest first. If the signal's then interrupted again, it then kind of stops holding the older data and then, you know, repeats the process. Now, what that means is because social hiking is checking quite regularly your location data from ViewRanger when you have a live map, social hiking can be foxed. It can receive the latest data and miss out on that older data that appears later on. And you'd be surprised how often that happens with maps where you have whole gaps where it hasn't updated properly. So to overcome this, arguably I'd argue it's a bug, but I also completely understand ViewRanger's point, which is that latest data is more relevant to share first, which I can completely appreciate. So it's kind of a feature, but it needs overcoming. So to deal with it, social hiking always processes all the location data from ViewRanger since 8 hours before your last location was received, up to a day. There's a limit on it. So it's always checking if you're out on an 8-hour walk. Your data will constantly be being checked for that day, just in case any new data reappears. Now, in both cases, the duplication check stops repeat locations being added, because obviously that it's the same data that's being checked over and over again, but the duplication check stops it being added unless you've deleted some of that location data in the meantime. If you have, social hiking will treat it as new data and add it again. And this is why sometimes people, you get home and you look at your map and you maybe delete a couple of beacons and then you go and have your dinner and you come back and you find they've come back again. That's why, is because social hiking has to keep checking old data and it doesn't know that you didn't want that data because it's been removed from the database. So the important bit of all this, the important upshot, is if you want to remove locations permanently from your map, then choose the suppress option. If you only want to remove locations because you're going to replace them with some other data, so for instance a GPX upload, then choose delete. And this becomes a massive nightmare when you merge a GPX file with live shared locations, only to discover that the timestamps are quite different. So you get kind of a merger of data that's out of sync, and this has the effect of creating, you get spiky altitude graphs, and it massively inflates your distance and altitude gain. If this happens, don't panic. Don't panic, Mr. Mannering. Just delete the locations. So that's the normal delete. Wait up to about half an hour to give social hiking a chance to reload any data from the live data sources. Then suppress that data that's come from your live sources, and then upload the GPX file, which will then create a map of just your GPX file without any of the other data. Or you can just get in touch with me and I can remove the dodgy data direct from the database to make your map look right. Locations that come from media aren't really affected by any of this, because media is only ever added once. It's only ever imported onto the site once. So even if you delete the location or suppress it, it won't come back, which is handy. So I hope you found that useful. If you have any questions, then you can get in touch by audio boo. You can send a message or a public boo to me here. You can get in contact on Twitter with Social Hiking, on Google Plus if you search for Social Hiking. There's also a Google Plus community, which again is under Social Hiking. And we're also on Facebook, if you must. I hope you're all having a really good weekend. I've been enjoying following quite a few maps today as I've been working through stuff. Looking forward to getting out in a couple of weekends' time myself. Take care, and I'll speak to you all soon.